Hey, this is Chosen Royalty. I'm coming again to you guys to tell you, God bless you. God be with you. Be at peace in all your days. I love you so much. Be the salt and light of the earth. Season well. I love you. Praise God. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Shalom, everyone. We're not done with Holy Week yet. No, we're just getting to the good meat. Sit down and eat, okay? Welcome. This is Chosen Royalty. I'm glad that you guys are here today, even with the special guest that's always present, with the CEO of this thing, right here today with us. Welcome in Jesus Christ. God bless us all. God bless you guys. Jesus is here. I'm so grateful for you guys. Okay, so let's start by doing our day four. We did not do day four yet. We did not get that out of the way. And of course, that's the most important thing, is that we not skip a day of our week, because we know we have to get to the table. As we are getting there, we're walking each day so we can get to the table before the Lord's Supper. And we know that this is the most important thing, is to be in remembrance of Jesus Christ, right? Jesus, tell him, I'm just saying, you know, and I hope that you get it in the spirit and get full when you get to the table and understand what happens right before this time of Jesus Christ. We're excited about Resurrection Day coming soon this weekend. It is what we call Good Friday today, and it's a blessing. Our kids are out of school to be in remembrance of Good Friday. They're not out of school to do anything else, to play video games, they're here. They're out of school because it's actually, if you want to celebrate a true holiday, it is a true holiday. It is a true important time in this life. Good Friday. The Good Friday. The Friday in which the Lord comes and he leaves us with something before he lays down his life and does what the unimaginable, something that if you and I were given an opt to do it, you probably wouldn't do it for someone else, maybe. But for those of you who will, you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in your heart. And I know that Jesus did it for you and me and for everyone who lays down their life for him, his followers. He did this just for you. So let's walk into day four and walk into day five with Jesus Christ, right? Jesus, let him know. It's your floor. We give it to you. Let's pray over this, this spoken word today as we enter here into what Jesus has to tell us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be joined here again with Holy Spirit, in the spirit of the spirit of love, the spirit of peace at this moment, the spirit that allows us, which is your spirit, to come near to you. Remove our filthy clothes, Lord, and put us on our garment, our raiment of clean white clothes, to be afresh and anew before you, Lord. So the angel speaks to us and tells us how and what Jesus is wanting us to know at this moment, at this time. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you please continue washing our feet. We don't deny the washing of our feet, Lord. We sit here at the presence while we are at your feet, waiting, listening, hearing, and learning. We welcome you to wash our feet before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for washing us. And I pray to change our filthy clothes and put us on a garment of white so we can be clean and fresh before you. Thank you, Lord. Please get them where they can hear and hear your cries, hear your voice. And we do not speak in the flesh. We do not put ourselves before you. We humble ourselves and we die down so you take over. Thank you, Lord, for being present here. Thank you for your platform. Thank you for gathering with us. Be here with each and every one. The one on the other end of this podcast that's listening, you're there with them. Gather their hearts and minds and prepare them for your word. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Take a moment. Gather yourself before the Lord. Glory to God. I apologize, guys, about anything that you may hear in my background. I am sitting in the garage of my car, and there are a lot of distractions out in the outer side. If you hear that, they're working on something. Okay, let's go into day 4 devotional. Remember, we're reading Radiant from our Holy Bible devotional in Holy Week. It's called Holy Week Devotional by Radiant, and you can find that in your Bible app on your phone by YouVersion. The YouVersion is the Bible app that I've downloaded, and I hope that you all have gathered it also. Okay, it says, day 4. We've arrived on the 4th day of the week. This is the day that Jesus gathers his disciples into the upper room for the Passover before he is betrayed by Judas. Remember, we have to understand that the Passover is very important, guys. The Last Supper. We're in the upper room. This is the Last Supper, and Jesus is speaking. Understand, this happens on day 4. Okay, remember, we're in day 5 today, but this happens on day 4 because we are catching up, okay? As the Passover supper ends, Jesus goes to usual place of prayer, the Garden of Gethsemane. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I'm going to say it the best I can. I'm sorry. Gethsemane. In the garden, Jesus is overwhelmed with sorrow. We all get that way. Remember, you have those human feelings. Jesus was in a human, God was in a human body. So he's having these human emotions for a moment. He's got to feel, although he loves, that's an emotion. But he's got to feel, and he's feeling overwhelmed with a bit of sorrow here. He fell to the ground and prayed. That's the first thing you do. And this is what teaches us, guys, about when you're going into sorrow, especially in overwhelming sorrow. What did Jesus do? He's teaching us right here, just in his actions. He fell to the ground and prayed in the midst of the sorrow. That's a teaching point. Take that, write it down, and study that part. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what your will be done. Now, we will see also much of Jesus' humanity here as he is wrestling with the Father's plans for him. What a great description of prayer. Now, I'm going to stop here and keep going in a little bit, but I'm going to stop here for a moment just to interject. Jesus wanted God to take the cup from me. I'm feeling the emotion. I'm overwhelmed right now. But nevertheless is what Jesus is saying in this moment. No matter what I am feeling, I'm expressing the way I feel to you, God. Just to bow before you and let you know how overwhelmed I am. I'm sorrowful. I'm at this place where I don't want to, but I know I have to. So he is saying, please, Lord, I know you can. Not if you can, but I know you can take this cup away from me. Please take this cup. He didn't even say if you can take this cup, because Jesus knows God can do it. And so he says, please take this cup from me. Because God can change the situation in a minute, remember? Even though he was already set up to go into the hand of Judas there. He knows that God can turn it around in a minute. 1 second, the whole situation could have changed. He asked for it to be taken away, but in his heart, he really knows he's got to do this. He just wanted to let God know in the moment of sorrow that my emotions are getting before me. And immediately Jesus' heart stopped and gave way back to the situation, to the purpose of what he was here for. And he said, when he got out of the human emotions in prayer, he said, but nevertheless, let your will be done, Lord. Don't take it away from me, because your will has to get done. You know, his emotion said, take it away. But his spirit said, God, let your will be done in your life. Whatever your flesh is telling you, your spirit is saying, God, let your will be done. In my life, I say this all the time. God, please, I don't want to do this. I don't want to give to this. And I don't want to be with this person. I don't want to be on this job. I don't want to be working the rest of my life. I don't want. But nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. If you're calling me to it, it's got to happen. And I am bowing to do what you call me to do. If you call me to be here, I'm here. If you call me to go this place, if you call me to work here a little longer, God, I am here. Nevertheless, what I feel, that's just how I'm feeling. And it's that God wants you to come to him and express those emotions, even in your overwhelming times or even in your happy times. Express it. He wants that. Bring it on. He knows that you're thinking of him, because he controls these things, and he's the one that can calm those emotions down quickly, okay? Because we're living for God and his purpose, not your own. So come out of your flesh and put yourself in the will of the Father and let him take care of it. Amen. So I'm going to go on, because I had to go on this rant. It was in my heart. Okay, let's go. So many people think of prayer as a dignified set of beautiful words that have been crafted and are presented in a perfect way. No, prayer is when you get honest with God. God can handle your hurts and your heartaches. He wants you to bring forth your frustrations to him, y'all. He wants you to pour out your emotions and concerns to him so he can strengthen and equip you to walk through life. We just spoke about that. When was the last time you got real with God? When was the last time you had a good cry in your prayer life? Life can be brutal, but we don't carry those worries or concerns on our own, guys. We can surrender all of them to God. Surrender them. Let go. Don't carry it. The more you carry it on your back, the more worry, the more concern. You can't handle it on your own. So your most important job to do here with your emotions is to hand it over to the Father. Okay? As Jesus closes out his prayer, he says, yet not as I will, but let your will be done. This is a beautiful way to end all of our times with God, getting honest with him about what you want, but surrendering your desires and being willing to do what he has called you to do. And when you surrender to God's will, even if it's tough, even if it's painful, there will be freedom on the other side. Look at the other side of Jesus' surrender. After the garden, he goes to the cross. It's a difficult season. The most difficult season in Jesus' life was that moment to go to the cross. That's the most difficult season. He had to do it. But what happens? What happens on the other side of that cross? What happens on the other side of that season? Guys, guess what? You know what happens when he got through that hard season? He was raised from the dead. Got up. He got up. And when you think you're going to be down, and I just felt the Holy Spirit's working, so I have to speak this. When you think you're going to be down in that season, that's the hardest in your life, you have to realize and understand on the other side of that season is your risen life, is the life that you are waiting for is the upcoming of all the things that you are wanting. You're waiting all the things that you're actually needing, not just wanting, but the things that you're needing. Your upgraded life is on the other side of that cross. So all you got to do is bear your cross and get to the other side. So your season is waiting for you, but all you have to do is get through that season of bearing the cross, just as Jesus did. Amen. Please, I hope you're getting this in the spirit. So those who can hear, open up your ears and you may hear. But those of you who can't hear, please sit in a moment of peace and ask God to bring revelation so you can hear this. It's good for you right now that you are eating this injustice. You are sitting and taking in the word as your food of life, your bread of life. We ask God to give us the bread. Give us this day our daily bread. This is your bread, okay? It's better than Texas Roadhouse and the cinnamon butter. Take it in, ingest it in that heart, and find the time to be full from the bread of life that is going into your spirit at this moment. He is so victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Jesus shows his calling is more important than comfort. When you understand that your calling is more important than the comfort that you're sitting in right now, it will change the way you look at your situation. I want you to sit and wonder how comfortable you are in the situations you are in right now. If you're a little too comfortable, something is not right. Okay? If you're too comfortable in that situation, and sometimes God gives us comfort, but if you haven't endured the cross yet, and you've gotten into a place where God is putting you at rest, a season of rest, then you have to know that there will be seasons of rest, and there will be seasons of unrest, because we in this life, we will endure troubles, but Jesus has overcome the world in all of the troubles within. We will. Jesus spoke and told us this. We will have that. So you will have seasons off and on until you go home. You endured your purpose and go home to the Father. So right now, I am blessed to be in a really great season of rest and peace. But I know in my heart that there will be times where my season will be a little shaky. I will have to endure that get through with the cross on my back, and I need to be in constant prayer to get through it, and fasting, and remember Jesus Christ in the midst of this. Bear the cross, get through it to get to the other side, because he has risen, and when you get to the other side, you will be risen from that darkness, from that season. Listen, oh my goodness. And look at the life change that's possible because of this surrender, guys. The same is possible with your life. I want you to understand today, now, as you pray, remember, surrender those deep internal struggles to God and ask him to sustain and give you strength like Jesus had in his final days. I'm going to leave you with some scriptures to understand. I want you to study, and I want you to go over in this day for Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 36. Read. That's important on day four. And also, I won't read it because I won't go into, we do have to go into day five, but I want you to study that in your time on today and the next set of scriptures I'm going to give you for day five. You have a lot of studying, okay, to do. So here we go. Day five, guys, let's move into our devotionals. I'm giving you two different scriptures and books of the Bible and scriptures to get into on this day five, but we're going to go ahead and get into Good Friday, because today is Good Friday. Today is the day we are going into, and I want to ask the masses today, guys, if you've already started eating, I understand, but I know that maybe you can fast for more than just food, fast from other things, but if you can go into a fast in prayer today, go into prayer time, but go into fasting with me. We're going to fast today. We're going to fast tomorrow. We're going to fast on Sunday. We are going to fast until the third day. We want to open up our hearts, our minds, our will, and feel Jesus Christ until the day of resurrection, the resurrection day. We want to feel him till the day of his risen day, of his salvation, of him saving us. It's the most important that we understand he saved us because Jesus was risen from the dead. And on the third day, he got up. So in 3 days, we have to lay down our life because of God. We have to lay down everything that we are so prone and clinging to, fast from it in these 3 days. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, we fast. Fast from that what you want to fast from on these 3 days and make that most important to you. Okay, today is Good Friday. Here's our devotional. You would think it would be called Dark Friday or Bad Friday or Sad Friday. What makes this a Good Friday? Here's why. Because according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The temple on the mount is where they used to offer sacrifices, lambs, goats, bulls on the altar for the forgiveness of sins. But it was only a temporary solution to the sin problem because you had to keep going and getting those things. Whenever someone sinned, you had to go back and get it. It was only temporary. And Jesus comes into the scene and offers himself as a greater sacrifice, an eternal solution to our sin. Once his blood was shed, we don't have to go back and get anybody else to get on a cross again because God's son did it, the most purest of all sheep, goat, anything that was sacrificed, any lamb that was sacrificed. He is the lamb, and he's the only lamb that could come before us as pure, clean, without spot or wrinkle. He didn't have any infection. He didn't have nothing within him. A pure, clean sacrifice that shed blood that we know there needs to be no other blood shed for our salvation because we were saved because of Jesus Christ. Okay, listen, guys. Oh my goodness. And Jesus comes into the scene, offers himself as a greater sacrifice, an eternal solution to our sin. He brought total forgiveness on the cross. He also demonstrated a life of forgiveness on the cross by forgiving us, forgiving those who were crucifying him. If you think about it, you're crucifying God, you're crucifying Jesus all the day long when we keep putting him back on the cross. When you are doing things and you think that you're not forgiven or you can't be saved, if you've given your life to him and you keep asking for that forgiveness, you have really kept, you're putting him back on the cross. Does he need to get back up there again? No. Think about this, guys. He's done it once and once for all. He's forgiven you. That time he was crucified was for the forgiveness of your sins. You have been forgiven. God loves you. You've been forgiven. He said, now go and sin no more. Now don't go back out there and continue sinning, lest you be tempted by the devil unaware of the devices of the enemy. Then you go to God and ask God and you repent of your sins of the day. No unknown sins that you have done that God will take into his hand, cleanse you, and make you right for the next day. You are unknowingly knowing that you have been accused or provoked by the enemy in these situations. But go to God so you can repent and be cleansed. Ask to be cleansed so you no longer do those things and be tempted anymore. Do you see the difference? So let's not keep putting Jesus back on the cross over and over and over again in our lives. Let's not keep putting him back up there. Why do we keep allowing ourselves to be put in a predicament to where we'll say, okay, God's got to do it again because I know this is done in my life. So now Jesus got it back on the cross and he's got to die again for me. And he's got to shed that blood in order for me to be cleansed. Please don't be that way. Understand this, okay? Think about this. When did Jesus decide to forgive? It wasn't when he got out of the grave, appeared as resurrected, healed Jesus. Jesus forgave them while he was being hurt. Don't wait to forgive. Do as Jesus did and forgive immediately. Even in the midst of your pain and you being hurt, somebody accuse you, even if someone is still in darkness and they're talking about you, pointing fingers, laughing and joking on you over and over, forgive them over and over. We have to do it while they are in the midst because eventually God will come to them and they will see. It will definitely be brought before their face and manifest because the Lord says things will be manifested to the light. So understand the things that they do shall be manifested to light, but you have to learn to forgive. And when you do, they'll see the God in you. Okay, don't wait to forgive. Do as Jesus did and forgive them immediately. And as Jesus was being hurt in the moment, he even said, Lord God, forgive them for they know not what they do. He became the once and final sacrifice for our sins. The Bible says in John chapter 19, verse 30, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. Those are three of the most powerful words in the Bible. It's finished, guys. It is finished. It is finished. Everything that was done from Genesis to the cross, it is finished. It is done. And guess what? Even after the cross, unto the end time, into the prophesied times of the future, whatever you have done then, or whatever you were going to do, or whatever your sin is so great in, and you're wanting to know if you can be forgiven, you have been forgiven. It is finished. He's completed the cross. He has done it. It is finished, guys. Do you see it? Do you hear it? Do you feel that? I feel it in my presence. It is finished. Those are three of the most powerful words. Three of the most powerful words. Your sins are finished. Your bondage is finished. Your purposelessness in your life is finished. You can have freedom now because of Jesus Christ. Listen, let's say that again. Your sins are finished. I want you to hear me and hear me clearly. Your sins are finished. Your bondage. You are no longer bonded to that thing. You are no longer strapped to that darkness. You can come out. Get out. Get out now. You are it's finished. It's done. Stop being connected to what is dark and what is holding you bondage right now. Whatever you feel connected to that you can't or you think you can't get out of, you have already been released. Your mindset just has to know you have been released. It is time to come out. It is time to stop thinking of you not having a purpose. You are not purposeless. Okay? Your purposelessness in your life is finished. You can have freedom now. You are free because of Jesus. So today is a Good Friday because whatever you're struggling with, Jesus brought the solution on the cross for you. His suffering was significant. His punishment was for a purpose. He took the punishment we deserve so that we now can live the life he deserved. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. We've got to give praise. We've got to give it words too. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. We are free. It is finished in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It is finished. It is done. It is finished. It is finished. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Giving all praise to God. All praise to our Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing us back to you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy on us to bring us back to you. We were so apart and set up. We were set far apart. We were the enemies of you. Lord, thank you for bringing us close. Thank you for loving us that much, God. Thank you for bringing us back through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus didn't give up. His emotions got way, but he didn't give up. He did it for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Remember, today is Good Friday because his punishment was for a purpose. Today is Good Friday because he took the punishment we deserve so that we can now live the life he deserved. He deserves this. He wants this life for us. He took the punishment so we can live this good life. He took the punishment so you can have a purpose. He took the punishment so you can keep living free here in his spirit with a purpose, for a purpose. Guys, this is grace. I was watching a movie last night where the woman's name was Grace. It was, matter of fact, my son wanted to watch Bruce Almighty with me, and I watched it. It was a movie speaking and teaching about different things where Jim Carrey stars in the movie and Jennifer Aniston, which are very good actors. Both are well-known actors that I just give an applause to for how they kept it where it wasn't too blasphemous. And Morgan Freeman, I'm sorry, let me give my honor to Morgan Freeman for his major role in there are three stars in this movie that needs to have their roles acknowledged for what they did and what they're trying to portray to the world. And Morgan Freeman, you did an amazing job. And I'm sorry that I didn't get that out there first, but that's the main character in this movie. Was Morgan Freeman was God in the movie. And although we should not hear on earthly realm, no one can be the Almighty. No one can blaspheme the Holy Spirit or God's power, God's omnipotent power, should I say? I hope I said that right. But it is kind of a depiction of something that he's trying to teach. But if we're gonna allow, this is how I feel about movies, because I don't really watch movies or TV as much anymore, not anymore, probably hardly ever, when I'm watching a movie every now and then. I mean, watching the news every now and then just to kind of catch up on what's going on in the world. But here's the thing, because I don't want to get off track, I'd rather our kids watch things similar to things like this to show how we feel in the emotion versus what God is trying to tell us in the background of these movies. And so my son went into watching this, and I'm glad he doesn't watch like bad movies, gangster movies, you know, things that are unimportant. He does get sometimes a little too caught up in like Spider-Man and things like this, but we have to get them away so much more, you know, from earthly things. But the thing here is that he willingly watched this movie and encouraged me to watch it. And I did. And we stayed up together watching this, which actually showed a lot of what God is wanting to ask us in times. And it reminds me of Job. The movie reminds me of Job and how Job had to ask God questions at one point when it got to the point of why. And we don't ask God why. And God said, if you had my power, how can you, you know, what will you do with it? How will you feel if you had it? You know, and this is just how what the movie is kind of saying. I encourage you guys, if you haven't watched Bruce Almighty, go and watch it. But just so we can go on, I want you to understand that these things are very important to God, is that we'll have our emotions at times, but we got to go back to him. We got to go back to him. And because Jesus gave his all for us and then he forgave us for everything already, we have to understand that God Almighty has the ultimate last word in our lives, and he gives us grace. This is grace. Take a moment right now and reflect on the body and the blood of Jesus. His body that was whole became broken so that we who are very broken can be made whole. His blood that was sinless was sacrificed and poured out so that we who are sinful can be seen as forgiven in God's eyes. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross. Thank you, our ultimate CEO and our special guest here in this moment with us. And we will always remember what you have done for us on this Good Friday. It is good for a reason. It is good because you have done this for us to save us. Your punishment was for a purpose. It's good, Father, because you took that punishment we deserve, so we that now can live in the life that he deserves, okay? Today as you pray, guys, take a moment to just sit in silence with the Lord and reflect on Jesus' sacrifice for us. Take moments today as you fast, as you pray, and you collect this bread that shall fill you in the midst of fasting. I want you to sacrifice everything so you can remember the sacrifice that was that Jesus gave for us, okay? Reflect on that sacrifice while we are sacrificing. And again, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission." Glory to God. Almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Everything. And without the shedding of blood is no remission. There's no forgiveness. There's nothing if it wasn't for the blood. Okay, remember that, guys. Also, John chapter 19, verse 30. I want you to study that in this day five. "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.'" In our King James Version, it's put it as vinegar, okay? So that's what we are saying. When he was given a drink, they gave him vinegar. "And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." He gave up, and that's when he died. He gave up the spirit within. Gave it up back to Jesus. It left his body. His spirit left at that moment. He gave up the ghost living within his flesh. He did so. Why? Because he had done what he came to do. And sometimes you have to do as that very thing. When it is done, when you know the Lord has forgiven, the Lord has done this, and you know that this is the most important thing to remember, it is finished. When you know that in your heart, then guess what? You can give up your spirit to the Lord. Release it from being in this flesh and trapped in what the flesh wants, but release it to God and allow God to control your spirit. Understand, it is all for him and not for you. And that is the end of our Good Friday teaching today. Remember to fast and pray. God bless you guys. We're going to go on. But remember, we have a calling and we have something to do in these 3 days. You hear my stomach? I hear a little growl going on right now. I know I'm hungry, but I can sustain because I have the word with me and I keep myself in prayer. When I think about food, I immediately stop and think about prayer. I think about scripture. I start singing glorified songs and saying holy, holy, holy over and over again, and it sustains me as fulfillment, as food, as the living water. So I am fulfilled. Okay, God bless you guys. God keep you. Be the salt and light of the earth. See them well. Be good. And I am outie until tomorrow. Bye, guys.